Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Warrior's Word with Wisconsin Lutheran College head football coach Dennis Miller. The Warrior's Word is a weekly program that gives you, the fans, the opportunity to ask the Wisconsin Lutheran coach questions about the Warriors, football or sports in general, or just seek Coach Miller's wisdom about life events that are going on. In this week's episode, the coach talks to us about the struggling offense. He talks about his commitment to his seniors playing. And we learn if anyone ever dressed up as the coach for Halloween. So let's join the Warrior's Word. Well, let's welcome back Coach Miller. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
Similar kinds of updates as we've always had. We had a couple of guys get nicked up on Saturday, and throughout the course of the week they've been able to come back, and I believe they're going to be full strength or nearly full strength on game day tomorrow. So still hanging in there pretty well considering it's week 8 already of the season.
Yeah, I don't think you've lost somebody for the season at this point. Is that correct?
No, we haven't. We've got a young guy that's still fighting through some stuff that we think will be back next week, but at least there hasn't been the season-ending injuries.
Well, let's talk about last weekend's game. Another great start for the Warriors, but kind of a tough day keeping that rolling. Your thoughts on the contest?
Yeah, well, we started well, and actually it was a very competitive game. Could have been competitive certainly throughout the entire game, and in the second half, just had a turnover that kind of changed the complexion of the game, and they were able to make some things happen as a result of it, and we just were never able to get right back into it. But I thought certainly the defense played very well. I didn't think the offense played well at all, but I thought the defense played very well, and I think anytime they play well, it gives you a chance to be successful because at some point the offense catches up.
The offense has struggled over the last couple of games. Is that something that you're just facing tougher defenses or something you feel like you need to kind of correct at this point?
Well, I think we've played some pretty good defenses. In offense, it doesn't take very much for an offensive play to go bad. If it's one missed assignment is all it takes for an offensive play to go bad. And we've just got to clean up all of those potential situations and just move forward. And I think the significant thing is move forward confidently, expecting good things to happen, and that gets harder when you're not producing points and that sort of thing. So we got to overcome ourselves a little bit.
Anthony Munoz got into the game a little bit on Saturday. Will we be seeing him in upcoming weeks?
Well, he got into the game on Saturday because Nick went down with a shoulder injury sometime in that late third quarter. And so he got an opportunity to get in and actually get some significant playing time and did some very good things. Also, however, had an interception. But we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. He's still Nick's backup at this point, and Nick is healthy, so that remains to be seen.
Your players of the game.
Yeah, our defensive player of the game was Jade Burge. He's a freshman, kind of a safety for us from Alabama. Had a great game, 15 tackles, one sack, one pick. Really an all-around great football game for him. Our offensive prep player of the week was Brevin Jaeger-Langer. He did a really good job demoing what we were likely to see on Saturday. Our defensive prep player was Jason Plaster. Again, did a very good job at giving us a good look on what we plan to see. And then our special teams player of the week was Michael Ignacek, who blocked a punt or recovered a help. Tackled the guy, recovered the ball, and brought it in for a touchdown early in the game, big play. And Michael actually was picked as a member of the D3 football team of the week as a defensive player. So he had a heck of a week as well.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on Burks for a moment because as a freshman, he's making a lot of big plays for you. You got to be feeling pretty good about what your defense is going to be like a year or two from now.
Very much, very much. Those guys are playing hard, and Jade's a young guy with a lot of football ahead of him and brings just a great football attitude. He's just a very good player that I can only see getting better as the years go along with him.
Well, let's talk about this week's game. You take on Concordia Chicago. Your thoughts on the contest?
Well, I think Concordia Chicago is a very good football team. They've got a special running back in Lance Moyes. He's clearly the class of the league. Very, very good player. And they surround him with some good talent. Defensively, they're a very good defense in terms of swarming the football and doing some good things. They've had some signature wins this year. They've beaten Eureka. They've beaten Lakeland. So they're obviously a good football team. It'll be a good challenge for us.
What do you want to see out of your team over these final 3 weeks?
Well, I want to see us get some wins. Number one, I think we're a good football team that's just lost our way a little bit, and we need to just get back to doing the things that we do and playing with confidence and playing with expectation and just play the way we're capable of playing. I think, you know, as I explained to the players on Monday when we got back together, we have 3 weeks of football left, and in terms of, you know, how you look at that, that's 30% of our season. If we were in Major League Baseball, we got 55 games left. So there's a lot of football yet to be played. And I just want our players to play hard and play with expectation in a positive fashion, and I think good things will still happen.
You know, I think you're in kind of an interesting situation where it's giving you the opportunity to look at some of your younger guys to see what the future is going to kind of look for you. But you also have seniors who want to play. This is their last opportunity. So kind of how do you balance that?
Yeah, you know, I've never been a big believer in taking a season away from the guys that have committed to the football program. So we're going to play this out just exactly like we would if it was game one. We need to play hard. We need to play with the guys that are best prepared to play and move forward. So guys will get their opportunities as they come naturally within the course of the game. If we're in a big point spread and it makes sense that we can get some younger guys in that don't normally play, that's what we'll do. But we're gonna play with the guys that have been here and are most prepared to play.
Well, let's head to fan questions this week, and we start with Jason. He says the team seemed like they were right on the edge of being a consistent winner a couple of weeks ago, but are really struggling over the last couple of weeks. Is this changing the mood of the team?
Oh, I don't think there's a team in America that enjoys losing, and obviously it's every loss that you have is harder on you. So I think we still have a group of guys that are working very hard and they want to be successful, and they're tired of losing. And so if that's a reflection in a mood change in terms of just the anxiety about losing, I think that's fair to say. But I think the other thing that's important is you need to continue to work hard and get better and take care of the things you can take care of, and I believe that our guys are doing that at a high level.
I think it's kind of a good lesson to learn, too, is that, you know, even if you're struggling and things aren't really going your way, nobody ever succeeds by just deciding to kind of not give it their best effort, it seems like.
No, they never do, and that's, you know, coaches talk about the life lessons that you learn, but the reality is they truly are life lessons. Unless you're one of those rare guys that has a silver spoon in his mouth from birth to death, you got things that you have to work through. And this is a great environment to do it. And I think it says a lot about character and perseverance and all those sorts of things. So, you know, there's values that are being gained, win or lose, but we need to start winning some games because it's just a lot more fun to win.
We had to Connor who says, coaches say that games often come down to a handful of plays in the game that are the difference makers. Do you think that as you watch our Warriors, that they are just a handful of plays from being away from something like 5-3 this season?
Yeah, I do. I obviously believe that. I mean, we're two overtime losses. We had a short score game, first game of the year. We have been right on the cusp of getting some wins. So it does boil down to a handful of plays. I think the thing that you need to impress on players all the time is you don't know what those handful of plays are. You don't know when they occur. Did they occur on the first play of the game, or did they occur on the last play of the game, or somewhere in the middle? And so you need to play every play like it is the play that's going to change the game around. But when you look at where we're at, obviously that is the case. We're pretty close to having a nice season, and we just got to fight through it.
Andrew says, I hear Rob ask you about running the ball, and I don't really get the issue. You came out of those great systems where the short pass was like running the ball. Isn't the need to balance your offense overrated?
I think, first of all, I agree with that. I think short passing game and running the ball are very similar, especially the short passes that are high percentage plays and that sort of stuff. I think trying to create balance for the sake of balance alone is overrated. You know, I think if you go into a game saying, I want to be 50-50, and you force that to happen, I think that's the wrong way to do it. What has to happen is you have to have the threat of either a pass or a run in order to make the defense defend both things. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that you have to show that you're capable of doing one or the other or both during the course of the game.
Max would like to know, are you a guy who gets up right away when your alarm clock sounds, or do you battle the snooze button for a while before you finally decide to get out of bed?
Yeah, I've never had a snooze button in my life. oftentimes don't have an alarm. I wake up when I am planning to wake up typically, and honestly, I've never used a snooze button in my life. So I guess I'm the guy that gets out of bed when he has to.
We have a couple of questions from George. The first is, Coach, I think it is so awesome that you have battled cancer and won. Do you find that makes you a little less compassionate to people who get upset about really trivial things?
There is a saying in our family now, when things happen, almost with anything, whether it's to our family or to a situation or something, which, well, it's not cancer. And so I guess my answer, I'm not sure how to answer that specifically. Trivialism, probably in the mind of what is trivial to one is maybe not trivial to another, but cancer gives you a new perspective on things. There's no question about that. And you know, at least for me, puts life in the proper order.
George would also like to know, does battling cancer make you more hungry to win, or does that kind of trivialize it for you?
No, I want to win, and whether I had cancer or not, that doesn't change anything at all. Zero. I mean, I think anybody that plays sports or coaches sports, they're highly competitive. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it, because that's kind of what kind of gets you up in the morning, gets you excited. And so I don't think cancer affected that one way or the other.
I would also think when you only have 10 opportunities to win a year, every one of them matters.
Yeah, they absolutely do. I mean, that is the unique thing about football. You get 10 times, you get to do it. And so you have to look at each one as a significant game. And I think that's the challenge. So oftentimes you set goals that, you know, you want to achieve this and that, and if that goal disappears, then what do you do? Well, to me, that's an easy one. You got 10 opportunities to show what you're capable of doing and do it at the highest level you can. And that's the challenge, and that's the fun of it, to be honest with you.
We have a couple of questions from Brandon. The first is, what is the best Halloween costume you ever saw someone wear?
Ah, boy. You know, our family has not ever really done much of Halloween. So I see there's a few Halloween questions coming up. I don't have many Halloween stories. You know, we used to do a thing when we lived in South Dakota that we called it Road Rally. And so our kids we'd make clues about different places that sold candy around town, and had to make the kids figure out what that clue was, and then we'd drive there, and then we had money, little bits of money for each place, and that's how they got their candy, and we just approached Halloween a little differently. So I don't have a lot to say about Halloween.
That's a great idea. He'd also like to know, has someone ever dressed up as you for Halloween?
I don't know. I've had people dress up like me at games in the past. So that's probably as close as I can get. But I don't know if anybody's ever done it for Halloween or not.
Man, I'd like to see the Coach Miller look-alikes. I think that'd be pretty awesome. So.
Yeah, I would love to see it, too. They'd have to get a skinhead for sure to get that going and stuff. But, yeah.
Chuck would like to know, are you a practical joker guy at Halloween, or have you been? Have you ever pulled off a great practical joke for Halloween?
I have not pulled off a great practical joke for Halloween. I like to do some of those things, but like I said, we didn't do a lot with Halloween, so I don't have any of those good stories that I'd like to share or that I know much about.
And what are we praising the Lord about today, Coach?
Well, again, I think I mentioned once, when we have our devotions all the time, we have a whole lot of people that are battling some cancer issues, and we got another really a positive outcome for a family friend of ours. So that is specifically what I'm praising the Lord about again today.
That's awesome. Coach, thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.
We want to thank Coach Miller for joining us on The Warrior's Word. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Wisconsin Lutheran coach, please send them to us at DennisMiller@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. That's DennisMiller@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Tuesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on The Warrior's Word.